Production Activity Control Roadmap. Production Activity Control, PAC, of which capacity control is one part, consists of all those activities meant to ensure that actual production goes according to plan. Capacity control is the level of capacity planning that has the shortest horizon and takes place closest to the daily action of manufacturing. Within PAC, capacity control takes the form of input-output control and operation sequencing. While it isn't the purpose of this course to go into the details of manufacturing activity, we cover the basic objectives of PAC and look at some control strategies that can help keep things running smoothly. If activities at each work center don't run smoothly, missed production schedules will affect the supply chain from one end to the other. Control objectives. PAC has four main objectives. Execute the master production schedule and the material requirements plan. Make the best use of resources. Minimize work in process, WIP. Maintain customer service, control functions. Production activity control's functions can be put under three headings as follows: plan. Planning at this level means ensuring that resources are available and scheduling start and completion dates. Execute. Execution of the plan requires gathering relevant information for the shop order and releasing the orders. Control. Controlling the workflow requires establishing and maintaining order priority. Tracking actual performance, so you know where any problems are. Monitoring and controlling work in process, lead times, run times, and queues. Reporting work center performance. These three functions take place in a continuous loop, as shown in Exhibit 4-18, with the data gathering and analysis that takes place in the control function feeding information to the planning function to enable continuous improvement. Exhibit 4-18, Planning, Executing, and Control. Source, CPI and Workbook.